Nolte, Woke Olympics are lowest rated ever, winter or summer. By John Nolte on August 10, 2021. What happens when you make smug woketards the face of your Olympic Games? Surprise, surprise, you have the least viewed Olympic Games on record. And not just the least viewed Summer Games, but also the Winter Games. The Tokyo Summer Olympics averaged 15.6 million viewers per night across NBC's various television and digital platforms, marking the least-watched primetime Olympics on record, summer or winter, Sports Media Watch reported. The previous low was set by the previous Olympics, 19.8 million for the Pyeongchang Winter Games in 2018. That pathetic average of just 15.6 million viewers is a stunning 42% collapse from the 2016 Summer Games in Rio and a 50% drop from London Olympics in 2012. The former low was Sydney in 2000, and Tokyo 2020 came in a full 27% below that. How awful were the ratings for the Woke Olympics? Of the 14 bottom-rated nights since 1992, Tokyo holds 13 of those slots, including the top 9. Tokyo's closing ceremony dropped to just 9 million viewers, a crash of 47% from 2016. None of this has anything to do with the performance of Team USA. America won the most gold medals in Tokyo, 39, and won a total of 113 medals, 25 more than second-place China. But what the hell did NBC expect? What did the Olympics expect? Chubby, middle-aged men were allowed to cheat and compete as women. You had the most unappealing, entitled, bitter, and smug athletes in the world as the face of the Olympics, Megan Rapinoe and Gwen Berry. The game's biggest star, Simone Biles, was treated as a selfless and heroic mental health trailblazer after she choked. And then, after she made her big third-place comeback, she said she did it for herself. These people are assholes. No one roots for assholes. Basically, everything that makes the Olympics was sacrificed by the woke Nazis on the altar of woke this year, and this is the result. Haha. This is also what happened to the woke Oscars, the woke Golden Globes, the woke NBA Finals, the woke World Series, the woke NFL, and woke news outlets such as MSNBC and Knlal. People hate this shit, and there are just too many alternatives out there to put up with it. Why wasn't Demira Menzies stock the face of the Tokyo Games? She won a gold medal in wrestling, and she's the first black woman to win the gold in that particular sport. So why isn't she doing Subway commercials instead of that joyless shrew Rapinoe? How about Allyson Felix, the Olympic runner with 9 gold medals? 9. We all know why, because Felix and Menzies stock are the wrong kinds of champions. They don't behave in the way the left and the corporate media demand black women behave. Felix and Menzies stock are winners. They actually win. They're also grateful, patriotic, and humble. So, naturally, the left sees them as sellouts. Menzies stock has the temerity to praise God in America. Felix put motherhood over her career. Shame, shame, shame. Can't have that. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.